All right, so why don't you guys lie on your backs? And get yourself comfortable on your back. And as you're settling in, begin to sense just generally how you're making contact with the floor. You guys have all done a number of ATM lessons before, so you may have your favorite things to check into, how the left and the right shoulder are, how your arms are lying, how your back is making contact with the floor, what parts of your spine are making contact, how your pelvis. In particular, let's pay attention to the back of the pelvis. Does it seem like you have a little bit more weight on one side or on the other? Is there any small sense of rotation in your pelvis? And the next, sense how your two legs are coming out below you. Sense the length of the left leg and the length of the right leg. And sense how wide apart your two heels are. Can you draw an imaginary string from your left heel to your right heel? And how long would you say that string is? And then scan up your legs to your knees. And sense the distance between your left knee and your right knee. You could draw a string on the ground again between the two. And how does this compare to the distance between your two feet? Now, typically, almost always, the distance between your two knees is going to be shorter than the distance between your two feet. But just exactly see if you can make it as precise as you can in your self-image. And then continue to scan up your legs and see if you can feel for yourself as far up your leg bone, as far up your femur as you can, into the hip socket. So wherever it is that you can feel, up on the left leg and up on the right leg. And then sense how far apart, at that point where you can still feel, sense the leg bone, the femur, ask how far apart are the left and the right. Maybe even draw a string between the two. And then, since we've developed this in our sense of ourselves, you can also ask, all right, well, what happens if I were to draw a line straight down the middle of me? So separating the pelvis and straight down, separating between the two legs. Would your left leg or would your right leg be closer to that midline? So earlier I was asking how far apart are the two feet, two knees, and the two tops of the legs. But now I'm asking how you know, which one, how far apart are they relative to the midline? So it's a slightly different question. And if one leg is closer to the midline, how does that relate to whether you feel like your pelvis is perhaps rotating a little bit to the left or to the right? And then lastly, I'm going to use some dance terms here. Sense the amount of turnout that you have in your two legs. So what does turnout mean? Turnout means the resting amount of external rotation in your legs. So the way to sort of sense that is to sense how you're making contact with the heels. So are you making contact directly at the back of the heel, or are you making contact more on the outside edge of the heel towards the outside edge of the foot? If you had an image of a ballet dancer in your mind, you could imagine that a ballet dancer could have their toes all the way out to the side and fully the side of the foot lying down on the ground. That'd be the equivalent of, I don't know what position that is, like second position or something in ballet. But you know that's an extreme case. But just you can sense for yourself where you are, you know, how much turnout you have, and more importantly, how the turnout is different between the left leg and the right leg. And now gently roll your left leg in and out just a little bit, very gently. And sense the amount of effort that it takes to initiate that movement. Just a little bit. The leg stays relatively straight. And pause. And now do this movement with the right leg. So right now it's just an exploration. It's just seeing how much effort does it take to initiate this movement. How easy is this movement? And a little bit, what's the range of motion? Just a little bit. And pause. And now gently just roll your head from left to right. Again, just trying to see how easy is it to roll the head one direction or the other. Just two times, maybe three. That's all you need to figure it out. So now, I'm going to ask you to cross the right leg, the right foot, place the right foot on the left knee in a lying position. If the other, this would be easier with the other knee, then switch the directions, switch the legs. But if this is... This is better. And you know what? Let's make an adjustment. So let's, everyone, legs long. And let's come up to sitting. And in sitting, have your left leg long and cross your right leg over your left. Now, if it's easier with the other leg in the other direction, then do the other direction. We already sort of investigated this. But if it's cross the right over the left, but if it's easier the other way, then do the other leg. Okay? And so if you need some of the pads, place some of the pads sort of in the vicinity of your right knee. They don't need to be full, it doesn't need to be fully supported. And then place your two hands behind you. And now, mostly with your left hand, roll your pelvis left and right as if you wanted to take that knee, the right knee, to the floor. In the direction of the floor. So it doesn't have to touch the floor, it just needs to go in the direction of the floor. So you just roll the pelvis left and right, thinking that you're going to take that knee towards the floor. And now, the next time you go and you bring the knee towards the floor, it doesn't have to touch the floor, stay at a comfortable place. And now think of, on an inhale, expanding your belly and coming forward with your pelvis a little bit. So you're at that place. Now you're no longer rolling left and right. You're just expanding your belly forward. And you're coming forward. And for this, it may help to have a little bit of support under the knee. So you just think, I'm protruding my belly. I want to get my belly button just forward. Just protrude the belly. Just has to be a centimeter. Come back. So you protrude and you come back. And comfortable, you're breathing, you're not tensing. And let it go. Straighten your legs and lie down on your back. Now, as you're lying here on the back, sense if you notice any difference in that right leg, the way it's lying on the floor now, the right side of the pelvis, relative to the scan at the start of the lesson. And we checked a number of things at the start of the lesson. You could just check those things quickly for yourself now. How's that right foot turning out? And how wide apart is the right leg from the center line or from the left leg in those three locations? Once you've figured that out for yourself, come back up to sitting. Roll to the side and come up to sitting. Yes. Now let's cross the left leg, the left ankle on top of the right knee, or just below the, just above the right knee. It is different.
Oh, it's very different.
And then place the two hands behind you. And then with the two hands behind you, just gently roll your pelvis left to the left and back as if you wanted to take your left knee to the floor. Make the movements slow. Make them as comfortable as you can. Breathe. And once you've done this a number of times, tilt your pelvis to bring your left knee towards the floor, not on the floor, just towards. Hold it there And now begin to protrude your abdomen forward. So that sort of creates a little bit of like a mini arch in your low back. So you feel like your belly button's coming forward. Slowly, gently, easily. That's beautiful. And then go back now to just in the center, just rolling your pelvis to the left to bring that left knee to the floor. Just continue with that now. See if that feels a little bit more coordinated, a little bit more simpler now. All right. And then let's leave it and lie down on the back. Now that we've done this sequence of movements with the left leg, then it's natural to scan the left leg and see, all right, well, what effect did this have to the left leg, the left side of the pelvis? Did this have any effect on the distance between the two legs? To have any effect on the turnout, where you feel the contact on the heel of the left foot and the right foot. Gently roll your head from left to right. Just once or twice. Okay, now, can you guys come up so you support yourselves in a lying position on your elbows like this? Sort of, you're on your back, you're like hanging out at the beach.
Watching the surf.
Watching the surf. Yeah. Watching the cute guys catching waves. Yeah. All right. If this gets tiring, the rule in ATM is just stop. There's no pressure, no expectations, anything. All right, so let's take the right leg and cross it on top of the left. And now in this position, can you gently roll your pelvis to bring that leg towards the floor? So the knee just goes towards the floor because of the pelvis. You're not actually doing anything.
You're rolling the left hip up off the floor.
Exactly. The left hip is coming up off of the floor as you roll towards the right to bring, which allows that right knee to come closer towards the floor. It's very... Once that becomes a little bit more familiar, you could even start rolling a little bit on a diagonal. So instead of rolling straight to the right, you actually roll to the right and forward a little bit, which causes what to happen? Your abdomen to protrude a little bit. And you guys have done the pelvic clock lesson, right?
Yes.
So this is sort of instead of going to 3 or 9 o'clock in a pelvic clock, it's more like going towards 7:30. Or 4:30, a little bit of a diagonal. That doesn't make any sense. It's okay. Just stay with going to the, just tilting to the right. And then let it go and lie on the back. Short rest this time. Come back into that position. So you're sitting up, leaning weight on your elbows. You cross the right leg over the left. Again. And now in this position, just letting it passively like that, slide the left heel along the floor so you bring the left foot up to standing. So left heel slides up and then let it slide back down again. And just gently now make this movement with the right, with the left heel sliding up and down. Slowly, easily. If this is a strain for you to be in this position, you can also lie down and do these movements lying down.
Get the neck and shoulders a little bit.
Yeah, why don't we, let's all lie down. So, just to remind everyone, let's cross the right foot on top of the left knee. And now in this position, slide the left heel on the floor to bring this left foot to standing. And then let it slide back out. Just do this movement a couple times. Once you feel like, oh, this is starting to get familiar, pause with your foot in standing. With your left foot standing. Okay? Now, here in this position, think now of your right knee. Just get your right knee in your image of yourself. And now imagine there's a string connecting your right knee to, let's say, the left shoulder. And now imagine that string is now being pulled a little bit. So it brings your right knee 1 inch towards your shoulder and back. And just repeat that movement, 1 inch. And I'm watching you, so I know if it's really an inch or not. And just repeat that slowly, without any effort. Now pause. So now you're going to do that movement again. But before you do it, when you see if you can sense how your leg bone is going into your hip socket and how your leg bone is in the pelvis. And as you do this movement, as the string pulls your knee, can you feel what's happening deeply inside your pelvis? Can you sort of put your attention in that place? So now just again, just an inch and let it go. Just an inch and let it go. Because of course, there's not really a string pulling your knee. You're actually activating muscles that connect from your legs and to your pelvis in order to do this movement. So as you pull that knee up, can you sense little things moving? What? Sense a deep movement in the socket of the femur. Oh yeah, I closed it because it was so loud. But I'll open it again. Yeah.
All right. So let's leave that. Let's straighten the legs and let the legs go long. Yeah, you feel the breeze now? And now scan, in particular, your right leg. How it's making contact with the floor. The turnout. And the distance away from the center line. But you can also sense your lower back. Is there anything changed in how the low back on the right side is making contact relative to from the start of the lesson? Is there any difference in your breathing? Okay, now let's cross the right foot on top of the left knee again. Same position as before, and bring the left foot to standing. Okay, now just two or three times, just bring the foot an inch or two towards the face, towards the shoulder. I mean, not the foot, the knee. The right knee an inch or two towards the face or to the shoulder, and let it come back. So the left foot stays solid on the ground. It's just the right knee that's coming up. Just two times, just to reestablish that. And then pause. And now in this position, can you begin to tilt the left knee over to the right so that the whole pelvis rolls to the right? The pelvis rolls to the right. And come back to the center. So the pelvis rolls to the right. And back to the center. I'm usually talking to somebody. The pelvis rolls to the right and back to the center. So the way the legs are organized, it's sort of like a fixed thing. You know, the right foot doesn't slide on top of the left leg. It's just the pelvis rolls over, and thereby the whole, you know, your right knee and your left knee rotate over towards the right. Okay, now pause in the center again. And now repeat the movement of bringing the right knee to the face, to the shoulder, and bring it away. And now gently try and think of like you're bringing the knee a little bit away. So before we were just pulling the knee towards you, yourself, but now just a little bit gently away. And pause. Just let everything relax. And now, again, tilt everything to the right a little bit and come back. Just a couple times. Two times, three times. And then twice. Pause. And then two times, just bring the right knee towards your face and push it away gently. And once you've done that, let your legs go long and rest.
So now we've really done a lot of stuff just on one side. Having that right foot crossed on the left knee. And can you sense for yourself what effect that's had? Obviously, you know, it would have an effect on the leg, but where else is it had an effect? Can you feel a difference in the shoulders? Can you feel a difference in the length of one of your left side body and your right side body? Roll your head from left to right. Just once or twice. Is there any difference? Okay. Now, let's cross the left foot over towards the right knee. So it's the opposite direction this time. And now slide the right heel along the floor to bring the right foot up to standing and lower it back down. So really what we're doing here is we're using, continue this movement, and I'll explain a little bit. What we're doing is we're using the movement of the standing foot, in this case the left foot, to move the left leg in the hip joint passively. So the left side is quiet, the right side does the movement. So just keep sliding back and forth like that. But then ask yourself, okay, now when I'm doing this movement, is my left leg completely quiet? Or do I engage the left leg as I'm sliding the right foot? And if you can, see if there's a way that you can reduce the amount of engagement in the left leg so that the work of moving your two legs is really only done by the right leg. Let your legs go long and rest. Cross the left foot over by the right knee. And slide the right foot up so you come into standing. And now in this position, again, think of the string going from your left knee to, I like going towards the opposite shoulder. So this would be the right shoulder, but it could be towards your face, something like that. And gently think that something is pulling this string. Very gently, to bring your knee closer towards the opposite shoulder and let it go. Let it come back. Let it come back gently and repeat this movement. So we have all these delicate muscles. Delicate, they're not delicate. We have all these precision muscles in the pelvis that connect from the pelvis to the leg. And other muscles that connect from the leg into the low back. And muscles that connect from the pelvis into the low back. And by only asking you to move an inch and moving slowly, it's requiring you to connect into the precision aspect of these muscles. Right? I'm sure you could, it'd be a lot easier to just whip your knee really fast, you know, with a lot of effort to move it up, you know, and move it like 6 inches or 8 inches or something. But by saying, you know what, I'm only going to move an inch or a centimeter even, it's about half an inch, it really gets into the control aspects. And once you've done it like that a couple times, you could start increasing the range of motion a little bit. You could make it 2 inches. But the point then would be, can I move in those 2 inches completely smoothly? So that it's at a constant speed that I'm that of which you have control. And each time you do it, let the knee fall back to the starting spot and let everything go for a fraction of a moment. Okay, pause. Undo your legs. Let your legs go long. And now cross your left foot over your right knee again. And slide the right foot up to bring the right foot into standing. And now in this position, slowly roll your pelvis to roll your knees over towards the left. Just a little bit. And then come back. And as long as you're doing it with control, you can start to increase the range of motion that you roll over to the left. So you roll over to the left nicely and in control. No effort in the legs, particularly the left leg. And then you come all the way back to the center and you pause for a moment. And if you're feeling comfortable with this, you can increase the range of motion just as long as it's easy and you have a pause at the end. Okay, pause when you come back to the center. And now bring your left knee towards the opposite shoulder an inch or two with control and come back. And now as you let it come back, see if you can just gently allow that knee to fall away from you. Just 2 or 3 times. And pause. And now tilt the knees and the pelvis over to the left again. Can you tilt the knees and pelvis over to the left to a place where it's comfortable to just stop and hold it there? And at that place now, can you bring that left knee 2 inches towards your right shoulder and back? Just the left knee now. The pelvis doesn't roll. It's just the knee. And now bring the knees back to the center and the pelvis back to the center. And now bring the knee, that left knee, towards your opposite shoulder once or twice. And then let your legs go long. And take a nice rest. So now, sense how your left leg is lying on the floor with all the variations that we've done with the left leg. Sense the contact with the heel. Has that shifted? Is it more towards the outside of the foot now? Do you feel more of the weight of your left leg being given to the floor? Is there perhaps a change in your self-image of the length of the left leg? And now examine that distance between the two heels, or the 2 feet. Is there any difference there? And examine the width of each heel from the center line. And scan and notice the width of the 2 knees. Is that any different from when we started? And similarly, the distance, their width from the center line. And then scan up one leg. I'll let you pick. Scan up one leg and see how deeply up the femur, the main leg bone, you can sense into your hip joint. And is that any different than it was before? And scan up the other leg. And then at that place, can you sense the width? So just at the top of your femur, near the very top of your femur, can you sense the width between the two? And has that changed? Okay, come on up to sitting. Sit with your left leg long and cross your right foot over your left knee like we did in the beginning. And notice, is it any different now? Is it any easier? Is it any softer? Is that knee closer to the floor? And now, let's repeat the motion that we did at the beginning of class, which is you use your hands to roll your pelvis to the right to bring your right knee towards the floor.
If you want, you could do it from your torso too. But your hands, it's a useful place. You can push through your left hand to bring your thing. That's the way I think about it. But it's just you're shifting the weight of your torso over to the right to roll your pelvis to the right to bring that knee towards the floor. Okay, now let's pause. So now, let's take some of the pads and let's set it up so that they are, some are not quite touching, but relatively close. Okay, so you want yours to be a little bit closer, a little further in. Yeah, because they're not going to touch on the knee, they're going to touch on the outside of the, outside of the thigh. Okay? So now, in this position, roll yourself over to the right to bring that right knee now and right thigh down towards the pads. And get it so that you can get a comfortable weight onto, you can press onto those pads just a little bit. Right? And come back. And so now, repeat this motion, but now you're allowing yourself to press into the pads. And what's going to happen is, as you press into the pads, your leg stays in one place now, and your pelvis rolls while the leg bone stays in one spot. So you don't have to come all the way back to the center. You come over to the right, and then you stay to the right, and you just oscillate. Gently, without any ambition. It's hard. No bouncing. It's just very, very, very gentle. This is almost not awareness through movement, by the way. But it's your right knee is getting the support from the pads, and then it's just staying. The support is staying there, and then you're just oscillating your pelvis on top of it. Is that making sense to everybody? Alright. Once you've done that a number of times, let your legs go long and lie on your back. Get rid of the pads. Do you sense any differences in the right leg from having done that variation? Roll your right leg in and out just a little bit. Is this any different from when we started? Leave it and come back up to sitting. Cross the right foot over the left. And just sit there now and just sense how easy, how comfortable is it? Alright, switch. So, left leg long. I mean, right leg long. Left leg thing. Bring the pads over to the other side. Okay. So now, in this position, get a sense for yourself. You know, how straight is your back? And how, you know, are you really rounded back like this? Or are you able to be sort of like, you know, nice and tall? Tall. Yeah. No, there's no right or wrong. It's just to sense for where you're at. And so now get the pads. You're going to need more pads. Yeah. This is not classical ATM, by the way. This is freelancing here. Yeah, so you want to get it so that it's at a place close to. And so now, shift your pelvis
to the other side, so that the pads begin to take the weight of your thigh.
Like the floor does for you.
Yes. And then come all the way back to the center. So just do it. Come all the way over. And so the pads really take the weight of the leg. And then once you're comfortable, roll over and let the pads take the weight of the leg. And now oscillate your pelvis just an inch back and forth in this thing. But it's not aggressive with yourself, it's gentle. But basically, you're rotating the pelvis but keeping that left leg fixed. So it's basically telling that hip joint, oh, I can move. But it's tricking it because you're moving the pelvis relative to the leg as opposed to the leg relative to the pelvis, which is what we normally do. And once it's ceased being interesting, stop. So it's a very important thing to know of yourself, whether you are continue to be interested in something or not. And lie back down. Yeah. Notice any changes on your left leg or anywhere in yourself.
To work out for your ankles. I haven't tried to sit in the lotus enough.
This will get you to sit in the lotus.
Exactly. I could for a few years.
Now, roll your left leg in and out just a little bit. Sense the clarity that you feel now in your left hip joint, in the ball and socket joint where the femur comes into the pelvis. And leave it. And roll to your side. Come up to sit. Come to stand. Close your eyes as you come to standing. And sense the distance between your two feet, the distance between your two knees, the distance between the tops of your femurs, the same things that we were scanning on the floor. Can you sense here whether you have more weight over one foot relative to the other? Is there a relationship to whether you have one foot more weight on one foot to the other? Is there a relationship to which leg was closer to the center line when you were lying down? And walk around a little bit.